Hundreds of Black Lives Matter activists are converging in Cleveland this weekend for the movement's first large-scale national gathering. Reporter Allende Jean-Baptiste is there.
I think this is more the midpoint of some of the convergence of several things that we've seen in Ferguson and Charleston and Baltimore, and now here, we're a place where people can think together and figure out what is next.
Participants in the gathering include veteran organizers like Black Panther Party co-founder Bobby Seale, to nationally recognized scholars like Rosa Clemente, to relatives of victims of police shootings, to young people who have become politically active in the last year. Jean-Baptiste says that beyond linking local experiences with police violence to a national conversation, organizers are emphasizing the importance of historical context in understanding current situations present in Black communities across the country.
Some of what's happening in this convening, and I anticipate what happened in other convenings like this to come, is there's a track of workshops that is specifically looking at the local histories of Cleveland, whether it's labor struggles or divestment, specifically urban planning, the effects of those things on the Black community, independent systems, urban farming in Cleveland, the history of Black struggle. And I think it's really important to keep these local histories in perspective and find ways to be in solidarity and not just parachute into a place thinking that you're going to save somebody, because everywhere we go back home to, our communities are dealing with this kind of violence.